Chinese authorities have required county-level regions to curb the novel coronavirus outbreak based on each region's epidemic situation. The State Council's Joint Prevention and Control Authority has called for precise health monitoring of residents according to different risk levels. It says the risk levels should be judged from people's travel and living records, health status, and contact with epidemic cases. Meantime, the National Health Commission says people in low-risk areas still need to pay attention to personal protection. China has opened hotlines and online platforms to provide psychological aid in Hubei province to better support the control of the COVID-19 outbreak. It offers services for medical staff, infected patients and their families, police and security personnel on the front line of the epidemic fight in Hubei, the epicenter of the outbreak. The service is available daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Authorities now require all incoming passengers to Qingdao to be quarantined for 14 days. People arriving in the Chinese coastal city with suspected symptoms of COVID-19 will be isolated in hospitals. The move comes as the city's airport has received over 20,000 passengers from overseas since January. The city government says it will enhance risk assessment and port quarantine measures to better curb the epidemic. Myanmar's military has donated equipment to help China in its battle against the novel coronavirus on Tuesday. The donation includes surgical masks, N95 respirators, and safety goggles. A military aircraft loaded with the protective gears left Myanmar's airport to Kunming, capital of China's Yunnan province, on Tuesday. A team of experts from the World Health Organization and the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control have arrived in Italy to support Italian authorities in understanding the COVID-19 situation. The WHO says the focus is on limiting further human-to-human transmission. The WHO-led team of experts is providing support in the areas of clinical management, infection prevention and control, surveillance and risk communication. It says Italy has reported a rapid increase in cases of laboratory-confirmed novel coronavirus since February the 21st. The United States and South Korea are weighing scaling back upcoming joint military exercises due to growing concerns over the novel coronavirus outbreak. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper made a remark at a joint press conference with his South Korean counterpart at the Pentagon. South Korea has raised its virus alert to the highest level as the total number of infections has risen to over 900. 10 people have died of the disease. Egyptian former President Hosni Mubarak has died at the age of 91 after suffering a long illness. Hosni Mubarak had served as Egyptian president for nearly 30 years until he resigned as a result of mass protests that erupted in the country in 2011. He was jailed for years after the uprising on charges of corruption and killing protesters, but was freed in 2017 after being acquitted of most charges. In a statement, Egypt's presidency mourned the death and offered condolences to his family. The former president underwent surgery in January.